Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tomorrow, Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney will travel to London for 2 days of talks with British ministers about Northern Ireland. It follows a week of rioting, which saw dozens of PSNI officers injured and a bus burned on the Shankill Road. Since the weekend, as you know by now, there has been an uneasy peace following the death of the Duke of Edinburgh. But can that be maintained? I'm joined now by two people working across community lines to use that window of opportunity. The Church of Ireland Rector of St. Matthew's on the Shankill Road, Reverend Tracy McRoberts, and Catholic Priest of St. John's on the Falls Road, Father Martin McGill. You're both very welcome to the programme. Tracy, I might turn to you first of all. You're on the Shankill Road, as I say. What's the situation like there now?
Well, things are very quiet at the moment. It would be very important to our community to recognise that with the death of Prince Philip, we have lost what I think Prince Andrew described as the grandfather of the nation. And we really are trying to work to honour him and the life of service that he gave to others. So at the moment, things are relatively quiet.
Now, and Father Martin, tell me about this cooperation, how you're trying to work across community lines, as I say, to maintain the peace that we have at the moment.
Well, I suppose, I've known Tracy for quite a number of years. Our parishes in the past would have had very close relationships. I was in another parish in West Belfast. And so the likes of when it came last week, it was really, I suppose, primarily supported by two bishops, the Church of Ireland bishop, Bishop Davison, and the bishop here in this Catholic diocese, Bishop Traynor, were very keen to have a sense of a witness, and that's where the likes of a service, a joint witness of the different denominations, and that's where the service came from. And the original plan had been to actually sort of walk really around the area which had been affected by it, again as a sign of the unity that we can find in our relationship because we are all followers of Jesus. And that public sense is important, I think.
Yeah, I wonder though, Tracy, will people listen? The people who are on the streets, the people who are throwing petrol bombs, they're what, 13, 14, 15 years of age.
Yes.
Are they listening to, and I say this with the utmost of respect to you and Father McGill, are they listening to people like you?
Well, whether they're listening or not, we would see it as our responsibility as followers of Christ to be out on the street and to be there to support the people who live in the community who aren't involved in the rioting, but whose houses are right in the middle of it. You know, it's very difficult for those people living with the fear and the noise and, you know, just not knowing what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. So we feel that as a Christian witness, we would love to be able to reach the young people and maybe, you know, through the grace of God, one day we will. But most certainly we want to be out there to show our communities, because let me remind you, the majority of the people in both our areas are wonderful, good, hardworking, decent people who really don't want to see violence on our streets again.
That goes without question. But I suppose we've seen over the last number of days and nights that there is an awful lot of anger, an awful lot of frustration, an awful lot of tension, sometimes possibly hatred as well. I know you were on the streets last Thursday night during the disturbances
as well.
Yes. You must have appealed to those young people with petrol bombs possibly in their hands. What did they say to you?
Well, you don't actually get near to them. I think that's maybe a misunderstanding of what happens at these riots. You know, you can't actually get that up close to them to be able to stop them. And I would have to say that whenever they're in that frame of mind, you know, you're not actually going to be able to affect any change in them at that time. You know, they're so intent on what they're doing that there's no voice of reason to be heard for them within that moment. Now, that doesn't mean that there isn't hope for the future, but certainly in that moment, whenever they're out on the street and they're angry, and they're angry for a host of reasons, you know.
Like what, Tracy? What are they angry about?
Well, What are they angry? Well, I guess that in our areas, you know, you do see a lot of deprivation. There hasn't been the investment in North and West Belfast that perhaps there has been in the infrastructure of the areas that there would have been across the other, you know, parts of the city. People don't really believe there has been a peace process. Now, at least, and I don't speak for everyone, so I would like to put that caveat in, but whilst they're seeing no murders on their streets these days, their life ambitions have been repressed. You know, their confidence has gone, and they often see that what they perceive is happening is that their culture that means so much to them is being denigrated.
But they also perceive the other. And that is quite clear. And nationalists perceive the loyalist or unionist community as the other, and vice versa. And one of the reasons, yes, Martin, for that is that education largely is segregated in Northern Ireland. And a Catholic might not meet a Protestant until university, for example. They go to different schools and have different circles of friends and so on. And I just wonder if the churches could do more in terms of integration in that regard.
Interesting you would say that. I suppose for me, actually, whenever the discussion comes up, I'm actually very keen that I would love to encourage the churches to try and put more effort and indeed wider society into integrated housing. So you're speaking to me here. I'm living on the Falls Road. I would love to see this as an integrated community. I would love to have neighbours from various Protestant denominations, from other religions, from no religions. I don't have that. So for me to try and in some way start to change the whole nature of housing in our areas is a real priority. And I suppose in terms of that sort of contact that you're talking about for young people, and one of the things I would like to celebrate over the last few days has been the outstanding work of our youth leaders in terms of actually being able to influence young people. And I certainly know of instances where they've actually been able to encourage young people to withdraw from the area. And there are projects that are actually making a difference between the Shankill and the Falls. The likes of there's local youth clubs in both areas which have been involved in those sorts of projects over the years. But the usual issue is that they're funded on a short-time basis. There's not serious long-term investment in these good relations projects.
And that's something possibly that politicians should address in their meetings tomorrow. Can I ask you briefly, Father McGill, about if teenagers who are on the streets, and older, but teenagers, if they realise how badly wrong things can go, because I know that you spoke at the funeral of poor Lyra McKee, and I sometimes wonder, do you wish they could see the suffering of the family left behind after an awful tragedy like that?
Oh yeah, if there was some way of doing that. And to be fair to Lyra's family, I mean, Lyra's family have spoken out. They continue to speak out as well, etc. But yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's how do we actually, you know, help people understand the suffering families that are left behind to make a real difference, actually, that, you know, just to get some sense of that. I suppose the difficulty is for young people involved in that, and Tracy was talking about the mood, is that just doesn't enter the mind at that stage. It's almost too far whenever that point is. And I suppose one group that I'm involved in, we would actually say in many ways it's become much more of a safeguarding issue than it has become of a security or a policing issue.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, the best of luck with your efforts on a cross-community basis. Father Martin McGill and Reverend Tracy McRoberts, thank you very much indeed. We'll take a very quick break.